Our Lord and graciously Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your many blessings you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all the ones who are here tonight, Lord. And Lord, we ask your blessing on this evening service. We thank you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for us, for our sins, and that whoever believes in him, that we may have eternal life with you. Lord, again, we ask your blessing on this evening service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope everybody has received a bulletin, the prayer meeting this week, and then Tuesday night, youth group. Thursday at 1:30, women's with a mission. Friday morning at 10 o'clock, ladies' Bible study. And also Friday evening at the Calvary Community Church, the Handel's Messiah. It would be very interesting. And next Sunday, after the service, there is a fellowship lunching in the lower auditorium. And there are quite a few other information in here about live groups to attend this week. And also, please pray for our church family who are sick or who cannot be here. Please, let's keep them all in our prayers. And I think that is all the messages I have for this week. Could we turn to hymn 340, 340. You are changing. I'll try to remember that one. Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. O Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fills his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness, oh, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all on the ground is sinking sand, all on the ground is sinking sand. The next one is 553. 553. Sweetest story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the realms of glory, yes, to save a silver sinner man. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me? Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest souls away, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me? Love beyond our human comprehending, love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme and never ending, great redeeming love of Calvary. Is the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me?
Five 539, and after that one we'll have a favorite. 539. Let's stand.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he drove my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story of my lost essay to say. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life had brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made
free. Thank you. You may be seated. Does anybody have a favorite? 552? I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. This the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it is there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Can I have another favorite? Who? 329, thank you. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without the dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fall me, it is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary way, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay, anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Pardon? Two songs, okay. Which number was it? All right. Are you down? Okay. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. You too may dwell where thou art bound, my fear, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, heaven and earth, table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's dart at me are hurled. For fate has called a joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my fate on heaven's table land, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I went to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven's aplumb. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my fate on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Let's stand for this one. My Savior bleed and did my sovereign die. Would he devote a sacred for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond the grave. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am sun in darkness hide, and shut his glories in. When Christ the mighty maker died, for men the creatures sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my soul went away. It was there by feet I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the depth of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and I am happy, happy all the day. Oh. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, I think we have a Bible story, a children's story.
Come on up here and have a seat. Sit here on the stairs. Come on, Sam. Come on. John, are your kiddos here? Ariana? Yes, come on. Come on. This morning, Ann Fredericks made the comment to me that she would like to talk to the kiddos tonight about the Sam. Come on over here. Sit next to us. Do you want to sit with us over here? Come on. It'll be fun. Want to come sit over here with us? Come on. Let's go sit down.
I need this.
There you go.
Oh, boy. I need more hands. Well, let's see what we're going to do.
Just got to talk into the microphone.
Today's story is about the Moab people. They lived in Israel. And the king's name is Balak, and the man of God's name is Balaam. Now the people of Moab were afraid of the Israelites. They thought, because they had heard that God was with these people, that their days were ended. And so they went to the king and told him their plight. And the king said, well, we'll just send a messenger to the man of God. He'll come and curse the people of Israel. So they sent messengers to the king, to Balaam, the man of God. And when they arrived, Balaam said, I can't come with you. I can't do anything but what God wants me to. But stay the night, and we'll see what God has to say. Balaam wanted to please God and man, because he wanted to go see King Balak. So they stayed the night, and then he said, no, I can't come with you. So the messengers, just plain people, went back to the king and said, he won't come. Well, said the king, I'm going to send more people and princes. Then he'll listen to me. So he sent more people. And this time again, Balaam said, I can't do anything but what God tells me to. But spend the night and I'll inquire of God. Well, God said, yes, you may go, but you can't say anything that I don't tell you. Well, the princes agreed with this, and so off they went. God was a little angry with Balaam, because he had chose, he made a choice to serve man. He was going to see the king. And so I'm going to read this now. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. And that reminded me, you know, sometimes when we want to do something bad, we like to take somebody with us. We want our own way with company. We like somebody to be with us. So Balaam had taken these two servants. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, he turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat his donkey back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in the narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, he pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So Balaam beat the donkey again. That was a good donkey. He put up with a lot. The angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, he laid down on Balaam. Well, this made Balaam so angry. He said, "If I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you." And then something wonderful happened. The Lord opened up the donkey's mouth, and he said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you so mad at me these three times? Whip me these three times." Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." The donkey then said to Balaam, "But am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," replied Balaam. God had to use a donkey to make Balaam see where he was wrong. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed down and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten the donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me." God was looking out for Balaam. He wanted Balaam to follow him. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you, and saved her. Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back." God is a loving God. He forgave Balaam. In fact, he let Balaam stay. But you know what? Balaam didn't curse God's people. He gave them a blessing. And another part of this story, God uses our mummies and daddies to help us follow Jesus and to obey him. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your word, and help us to learn about you. In thy name, amen.
It's so good to see you all here tonight. We're continuing our way through the Psalms. We're looking at Psalm 2 this evening. Before we jump into it, I want to just make a special comment this evening about our folks that are working at TRU. I see Nick is here this evening, and Amanda is here, and Ryan is here. And so these are folks that are either taking exams or hopefully, God willing, have finished some exams, are grading some exams, and are just studying. Is that right? You have 5 more weeks. Is that right, Ryan? Yeah. So we want to be sure to lift up our TRU students and Debbie as well. Debbie Totten as well. You need to remember her in your prayers as well. I was looking back there. I didn't know if she was here tonight, but all these folks are giving exams and grading papers and taking exams, so we need to be sure to remember them in prayer. I also want to draw your attention to one more fellow. He's going to not like that I'm doing this. In the back row there is John McGurdy. He's one of my dear friends. He's here this evening. Come here, precious love. John has to work on Sunday, so he doesn't always make it out on Sunday mornings. But would you guys please greet my friend John McGurdy and tell him you're happy he's here? She knew I was going to introduce you. That's why she walked on down. She was thinking ahead. So we're in Psalm 2 this evening. I'm going to read you the psalm, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to help us. I want us to remember to pray for the ministry and the outreach that we have coming this summer. Today's date is the 17th. The prayer calendar that Lynn and Jill put together for us says that today, on April the 17th, we should be praying for thankfulness for parents who will register their kids early, on time, or even late. So we need to be grateful for all of the kiddos that are going to be registered for VBS and Kids Club this summer. Just be grateful to the Lord that He gives us the opportunity to be a blessing to these kiddos. So we need to remember that in our prayers. So we're going to read Psalm 2, and then we're going to pray, and we will get to work. Psalm 2, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then He will speak to them in His wrath and terrify them in His fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish in the way, for His wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in Him. Let's bow. Father, we love You and we just thank You so much for sending Your Son to be our King. Father, we are grateful for His rulership, for His sovereignty, for His goodness and His desire to rule for our benefit and our blessing. Lord, our prayer this evening is, as we read this psalm, we ask, Lord, for the nations. We ask You, Lord, for the peoples, the rulers and the king who don't know You, who actively seek to defy You, who look for opportunities to throw Your bonds off, to say that You are not king. We pray, Lord, that they may find repentance, that Your Spirit would work in their hearts, that they would come to a place where they could find their refuge in You. So Lord, we pray You do that work in their lives. And Father, as we see summer drawing near, as warm weather is even now upon us, Father, we know that there will be families coming, kids coming, that don't know You. They'll be coming to Vacation Bible School. They'll be coming to Kids Club, Lord. They'll be coming looking for a good time. But we pray, Lord, that as we bless them with fun and games, that they would also have the opportunity to hear the truth of Your Son. We pray, Father, that Your Spirit would soften their hearts and begin to work even now, Lord. We pray that You begin to work even now, that we would have the opportunity to share the gospel with them. Father, we know that sometimes we can approach our ministry without gratitude. Sometimes we can serve You without recognizing the privilege that it is to lift high Your name. So I pray, God, that You would remind us to be grateful for every opportunity that we have to serve You. Remind us to be grateful for those kids who register early, on time, or even those who come a few days late. Remind us, Father, to be grateful for the blessing that it is to minister to them. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. In Daniel chapter 5, Nebuchadnezzar's son is ruling on the throne. A man by the name of Belshazzar. And one evening, Belshazzar decides to throw a great feast for all of his officials and all of his nobles. They all come to the palace and they begin to banquet together, to eat together. And at a point in the feast, Belshazzar says, "You know what? I have a great idea." He sends for the silver vessels. He sends for the cups and the precious things that were used in Solomon's temple. The elements that were used in worship of Yahweh. He says, "Bring those here that we may eat and drink off of them."